You're so looking so enthusiastic in your practice. Ah, we're going to fight the kilesas. Or fight the Dhamma. Buddha Mahabodhi one time gave a very nice example. He compared the practitioner with ships in a harbor that are laden with food in the morning, and they are so heavy that, you know, when they want to go out in the open sea, that means practice, yeah, that they sink before they come out in the open sea. Huh? And when I look at you, you know, I mean, that is actually happening. Yeah? Maybe it is not food, you know, you don't have really so much time to eat so much food. But it's other things, yeah? It's also not so much sensory input, like in Wat Papantat, where you have, in the morning, where you had a lot of sensory input, you know, on the Pindapat, so many people, in the Sala, so many people, so you could easily get distracted. Here you can't get distracted with these outward sensory inputs, but you get distracted by all the things that you can do, all the things that you think that is necessary. You know, the things that you dream up, the things that you concoct, you know, I mean, that are important. Oh, I need to do this, oh, I need to do that. And then, you know, I mean, before the ship, you know, sails out into the sea, in the open sea, you know, referring to practice, you know, I mean, it is already sinking, yeah. And what can you do with a ship that has sunk? Huh? Nothing. Yeah? You can't fight the waves of the kilesas, or the onslaught of the kilesas that constantly, you know, attack us. Huh? Because you give way to it. Yes, this is necessary. Yes, this I need to. Yes, you know, I want to do this. Yes, I want. Yeah. And in the end, you know, at the end of the day, how many hours have you practiced? Huh? How many hours have you fought dukkha vedana? I mean, painful feelings. How many hours have you fought against, you know, these constantly coming in thoughts, you know, these ideas that constantly creep up, you know, these memories, you know, that constantly haunt you? Huh? How many of these, yeah? So I don't know, I really don't know, you know, I mean, if the ships are not sailing, yeah, and if the ships are sunk already in the harbor, you know, I mean, well, what shall I talk about, you know, when I talk about, you know, the battle on the open sea, huh? Well, what do I need to talk about, yeah? I mean, you haven't even gone into battle yet, yeah? I think we need harder times, yeah? where things are not so plentiful as they are at the moment, yeah? Where we are forced, yeah? Where we see the dukkha, the bodily dukkha or the mental dukkha, I can't get this, I can't get that, yeah? I mean, I can't do this and I can't do that. Yeah? We need this time, yeah? That is, when you look at the times of Lumpuman, you know, huh? Yeah, everybody read the biography of Lumpuman, I hope so, yeah? Did you notice how they struggled at that time, you know, where they went, you know? They didn't have cloth, you know. We have ample of cloth. They didn't have, you know, so much food, yeah? They had just rice to eat and sometimes, you know, just namprik, yeah? I mean, chili sauce, yeah? And that's it, yeah? And that spurred them on to practice, yeah? Overcoming this, you know, this bodily dissatisfaction, and overcoming the mental satisfaction, because the body is not really dissatisfied. It is the citta that is dissatisfied. The citta that wants to eat something sweet, or that wants to drink something, you know, yeah? Wants to have a change in all this, yeah? We don't like the same routine every day, yeah? We like to change our routines. Yeah? want to do this, and then we want to do that, you know, because if every day is the same, we go on Pindapat, you know, we see the same kind of people, we get the same kind of food, just think about, you know, the standard food in Isan, in the villages, is rice, you know, and and this Gengomai, this, whatever it is in English. And then you get that every day and every day, and then suddenly you become dissatisfied. Yeah? So, I mean, we should go back to the times, but I can't help it, The food that is offered by the faith of the lay people, you know, who come here to this monastery and bring us all this, you know, very great food, So you have to restrain yourself, or you eat little and, you know, get more energy, you know, to practice. Not allowing these thoughts and these memories coming in. That disturb you from your practice, And not allowing the thoughts to take place or the memories to take place that, you know, that constantly concoct, you know, any kind of story up, you know, what you need to do or how your practice is or what you kind of practice you need to do. The simple thing, and that is what is bothering probably us most, is, you know, you wake up in the morning, you have your Buddha, you have the attention on the breath, and that's it until you fall asleep in the evening. And how proficient are we with this method? How often do you know we go ahead, you know, and think about this, think about that, concoct this and concoct that? That's where we need restrain. You know, we need to. We have enough restraint, you know, in terms of food and sensory inputs. We need to restrain now our inner dream factory. The movie factory that produces all these movies, these ideas, you know, these thoughts, you know, these anticipations and so on, The Hollywood dream factory is not outside there somewhere in Los Angeles, it is inside our head, We concoct constantly stories, you realize that, And then we believe these stories, And then we go for these stories and think it is important. Or sometimes, you know, we wonder, where is the story coming from? This is all the work of the Kilesas. It's a big magician, And we have not realized that because we fall for its trick over and over and over again. Falling for the tricks, falling for these concoctions, falling for these images, that come up in our mind. Where is it coming from? Where is it coming from? Why does it happen now? There's no meaning to it. I often refer to these images and to these thoughts like clouds, There's no sense in asking where are the clouds coming from or why are the clouds coming now. They just come and disappear, They appear and disappear, Anicca, anicca, anicca. And this is something, I mean, we love, when things are changing, We don't like if our life is changing, or the prospects of our life is changing, but we constantly like to change this, little things, We like to change dresses, or our clothing, when we are lay people, we like to change our food, So today we eat Italian, then we eat Indian, then we eat Thai, and we eat Chinese, and so on and so on. We can't, stay with the same food all the time because it's boring. We don't like these small changes, We don't like these small consistencies, We like to change. We like to change, the lay people like to change their houses, sometimes painted brown, sometimes painted white, sometimes painted, yellow and so on, or change the curtains and so on, But we like to do the same thing with our thoughts and in our imagination. We don't like to stay with this boring word of Buddha, 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 Buddha all the time. And then, these magicians, the Kilesas bring up all these nice memories, all these thoughts, all these great ideas, Now I have a great idea, now I have to follow it, or now I have to do this, or now I have to do that. And we follow it and follow it and get distracted and distracted and distracted in our practice, you know. I mean, before it actually reaches, you know, our ship reaches, you know, the exit of the port, you know, it's already sunk, yeah. And what are we doing, yeah? I mean, we can't fight anything anymore when our ship is, you know, down at the bottom of the sea, right? It has to be up in the sea, you know, experience the waves, yeah, the waves, you know, of the kilesas or the onslaught of the kilesas and fight ourselves through the waves, yeah. Remember what the Lord Buddha said, you know, about, yeah? To fight a whole army as a single person is more, yeah? Is easier than to fight oneself. And that is what is happening in your heads, yeah? One self. I think, I imagine, I want, I dislike. That is the self, yeah? That we think, you know, I mean, it is constant, but it is not constant, it is anicca all the time. Because now I think like this, then I think like that, yeah? Now I have this idea, and think this is a great idea. 5 years later, I thought, you know, I think, you know, this was a bad idea, and so on, and so on. Our thinking constantly changes, it's anicca. Our memories are constantly changing, it is anicca. Our feelings are constantly changing, it is anicca, anicca, anicca. This is one of the universal characteristics. Whatever appears will disappear. And this is something that we have to bring to our mind, yeah? Whatever difficulty arises now, yeah? Will disappear. Whatever feeling arises now will disappear. And yeah, I mean, of course we like if unpleasant feelings disappear, but we don't like, you know, if pleasant feelings disappear. So, this one thing, you know, we are happy with, yeah? If unpleasant experiences, you know, disappear or unpleasant moments disappear, we are happy with it, yeah? But we are not happy with pleasant moments, yeah? So that means we have not understood the principle of anicca, that all these things that we experience are not part of ourselves. It's something that we are aware of. Yeah? And it's something that we put importance to, yeah, or non-importance. This is something we do. Yeah? The experience is just an experience. Yeah? And we label it, you know, and then it becomes difficult for us, yeah? When we label something as a difficulty, you know, oh, this is so difficult, I can't practice it, I can't overcome it, then it becomes a problem. Yeah? But if you label, you know, if you don't label this experience, then the experience is just an experience, and in the same time, you know, that it appears, it disappears. Leave the things, don't grasp hold of it. Yeah? This is attachment, and the attachment leads to dukkha. Yeah? We all know that. Yeah? Our desire leads to dukkha. Our non-desire leads to dukkha. We don't want, yeah? That is what I said, non-desire. We don't want this, yeah? It leads to dukkha. We want this, it leads to dukkha, yeah? So don't put labels on your experience, you know, and just, you know, just be truly aware of the experience itself. And then there's no problem, there's no difficulty, there's nothing. There's just the breath. I mean, if you find it very difficult, you know, then close your eyes, you know, and look at the body. Is the body still there? Yes. Do I feel my hands? Do I feel my knees? Do I feel my legs? Do I feel the torso or the upper torso? Do I feel the hairs? Do I feel the head? Yeah. Okay, so where is the problem? Huh? No, it's difficulty. No, it's just a thought, it's just an imagination, yeah? That it is difficult to make one more breath, yeah? Or it is difficult, you know, to sit through one more moment of pain. No, the difficulty is created in our mind, and this is something that we... that we have to understand. Nothing is difficulty. I mean, when you think about it, yeah? I mean, just one more breath, you know, this is not difficult. But you don't think of, yeah, this moment. You think of, oh, how long do I have to sit, you know, how long do I have to walk, how long, you know, oh, it's so long, it's so long, it's so boring, it's so boring, yeah? I mean, if you just take one moment at a time, you know, I mean, where's the difficulty? Huh? Huh? There's no difficulty, because there's just one moment of breath or just one moment of putu, and then there's the next moment. So what is the difficulty to repeat the putu? Only if you think in terms of time, then it becomes very difficult. I want to sleep, you know, I don't want to practice anymore, I want to sleep, I want to go to sleep, I want to hear anything, you know, about, you know, I mean, about practice, I don't, you know, I just want to rest, Just like I said the other day to the Thais, I want to sleep, you know, I fall asleep, you know, and really deep sleep, and when I wake up, I'm in light. What a nice dream, But the longer we sleep, you know, the more difficulties we have to practice, I mean, the practice is about developing sati, this awareness, aware of what is going on in our mind. Of course, if we are not aware of what is going on in our mind, then we can't counteract it. If we are not aware of the difficulties that slowly creep in, if we are not aware of the first thought, you know, there's dukkha vedana, there's painful feeling, you know, and then counteract it and instantly, you know, I mean, then of course we have to sit through a lot of pain. And then we fight the pain, you know, and the more we fight the pain, the bigger the pain becomes. We don't realize it because all our life we were trying to fight things, It's not, that is not practice to fight things, The practice is to look at things, to understand the nature of the things, you know, and don't attach ourselves, If we want something to go away, it is as much dukkha as if we want something to come. Oh yes, yesterday there was a nice meditation, Oh, I was so calm, I was so happy, you know, why? And today I sit and there's nothing of it. Yes, anicca. Have you heard of anicca? And this is what we have to realize. All things are anicca. And whatever is anicca is not us, it's not me, it's not myself. Whatever comes in our mind, be it thoughts, be it memories, be it feelings, it's not me, it's not mine, it's not myself. Because I, when you think about an I, what is not really an I or what is not really an ego, it just knows. You can call it, it just knows. It just knows that there is a feeling, it just knows that there is a thought, it just knows. It's a knowing. And we have to train ourselves by repeating it over and over again. This is an experience, it has nothing to do with me. Pull yourself away, you know, use the principle of anatta. Whatever I can see, whatever I can feel, whatever I can hear cannot be me. Subject and object. This is the principle of anatta. Use the principle of anicca. Use the principle of anatta. Or if you feel you have a lot of dukkha, then use the principle of dukkha. Because the Lord Buddha taught us the way out of dukkha. And what is the way out of dukkha? It's the way of sila, samadhi, and panya. Sila is our, as monks, our 220 rules. As lay people, you know, who live in the monastery, it's 8 rules. That's our sila. So we keep it and then forget about it. And we are very earnest in keeping it. And then training of samadhi. And there's nothing really difficult. I mean, just one Buddha. And when the one Buddha is gone, you know, the next Buddha. Or same with the breath. When the in-breath is gone, you know, and then the out-breath comes, you know, when the out-breath comes the next in-breath. That's it. Don't think about it in terms of time. Oh, I have to sit 2 more hours there. Or I have to sit, I just sit 5 minutes, you know. I watch the clock. Why is it this hour not gone? And so on, and so on. Time makes all these problems. If you connect these points, you know, to make a timeline, you know, then of course, you know, we have a problem. Think about a movie, you know. I mean, it was in the beginning of the movies, you know, it was called moving pictures. One picture at a time. One picture at a time doesn't make any sense. I mean, just imagine to watch a movie of somebody jumping up. You see one picture, you know, he's there, and then the next picture is there. It doesn't make any sense, because the timeline is missing. It's the same thing that happens within our mind. If you just take one moment at a time, you know, nothing is happening. Yeah? We just see, we just feel. Yeah? But the moment we connect this point, yeah, and say, yesterday was much better, you know, I was much more concentrated. Or tomorrow, you know, hopefully it is better. Yeah? Then we connect these points and, you know, create past and create future and so on. Yeah? And then we really have, yeah, the mind really has a problem. But if you just would live in this moment, present moment, yeah, I mean, there's only one thing to do. When we sit in practice, you know, when we do Buddha, you know, then we do Buddha, and then the next Buddha, yeah. Or if you do investigation, then we look at the object of investigation, yeah. That's it. Very simple, yeah. But it's too simple, yeah. We want to concoct these things, you know, make sense out of it, yeah. And we are very good at making sense out of these things, yeah? But the sense that we make out of things is not the truth, yeah? So we are fooled by our own making sense of it. I want you to remember this, yeah? And put a little bit more effort in your practice, you know, fight, you know? And especially, you know, fight the tiredness. I mean, you all know, you know, tiredness is, you know, it's just a feeling of being tired of repeating Buddha, or being tired, you know, of doing your investigation. Huh? The moment, and I told you, there's a small trick, or there's a trick. Ma ก็ไม่ชอบทำ so there's a small So there's a small trick, yeah. When we think we are tired and we think we need to go to sleep, yeah. Think about something interesting. And then you see all your energy comes back. It's your disinterest of your practice, yeah, that makes you tired. Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing. When you were a lay person and you watched, you know, a boring film, you know, I mean, then you went to sleep, you know, over this boring movie, yeah. But if it was an interesting movie that activated your brain, you know, I mean, you could stay up until 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. Huh? And that's the same thing, yeah? I mean, we can do much better. Huh? Oh, no, I'm so tired, yeah, I need to rest the body. And these are all thoughts, yeah? I mean, go through the experience of depriving yourself of a little bit of sleep, yeah? Sleep 3 hours or sleep 4 hours, yeah? The beginning is 4 hours, then cut it down to 3 hours, then cut it down to 2 hours. And then, when you do that for a while, you suddenly see how aware you become, you know, how everything, you know, suddenly, you know, I mean, turns up so clear. But with our 8 hours or 6 hours or 9 hours of sleep, you know, I mean, what do we see? You know, it is like, you know, we have glasses on that are completely filled with what is the word? Yeah? I mean, they're completely, you know, completely blind, these glasses. Yeah. I mean, if you wipe them, you know, I mean, then you see very clearly. Yeah? And that's what happens to us. The more we sleep, you know, I mean, the unclearer we see things. Yeah? The more we develop the sati, you know, and it takes some time, yeah. It takes some time and reduce the sleep, you know, and you will see things become much more, you become much more aware of what is going on. And you see the thoughts coming in earlier, see the memories coming in early, and the more early you see it, you know, I mean, the better you can counteract them. Yeah, that's not me, that's not mine, doesn't belong to me, yeah. Not myself, huh? Oh, this is Anicca, it just appears, yeah. Don't fall to the mistake and say, I don't want these memories. Then they come again and again and again. Huh? Just accept them, okay, a memory I'm not interested in, you know, go back to the Buddha. Huh? That's the way how to practice. Huh? Oh, I thought, you know, I'm not interested, yeah, there's a thought, yeah. Neither do I like it, nor do I dislike it. Huh? I'm completely, you know, neutral towards this thought, or to this memory, or to this feeling. Yeah? I just look at it, okay, there's a feeling, okay, let's go back to the Buddha. Yeah? Not making something out of the feeling, not making something out of the thought, not making something out of the memory. Huh? Understood? Huh? Any questions? How can ships that are sunk already in the harbor ask questions? Huh? The captain's hardly alive. Laziness is one of the enlightenment factors. Have you heard of it? That's when we go to sleep and sleep very deep, you know, we wake up and everything is finished. Huh?